My son has been bullied since third grade.
That's Alita Evans speaking at a Dillingham City School District Board meeting in May.
They shouldn't be afraid to go to school.
After the meeting, Evans related one of her son's recent experiences.
This one kid kept calling him names, kept telling him he's a coward. Constantly, he had a battle with this every single day. It was to the point where this one child got a butterfly knife in school, so I had to go to the school and talk to the principal about this, and it was getting out of hand.
According to Evans, the child didn't do anything with the knife, and the school dealt with the situation appropriately. But she's still concerned about what she sees as a bullying problem in the school. Other parents have voiced concerns about the school's response to bullying at numerous school board meetings this year, calling it inadequate. However, many incidents don't meet the elementary school's definition of bullying. 2 years ago, DES implemented the Second Step curriculum, a framework meant to help students and teachers address bullying. Principal Nick Schulmeier explains that for the school to label a behavior as bullying, it must contain 5 elements.
Is it unfair? Is it one-sided? Is it repeated? Is it deliberate? And the victim can't get away without getting help, or the victim can't get it to stop without getting help. If you look at those 5 components, those 5 elements from Second Step curriculum that we're using, teaching our kids and talking to our staff with, I don't feel we have a bullying problem at the elementary school. But we have had other problems at the elementary school, and I don't want to downplay those problems, because some of those problems were pretty serious problems.
Schulmeier says a clear definition avoids confusing bullying with other behaviors.
We had 2 kids fight this year, and you know, as we got to the bottom of it, we talked to both kids, talked to all the parties involved, all the witnesses, and got to the bottom of it. Both parents had said, this kid was bullying my kid. It's not one-sided, so we said, well, I mean, both kids were mean to each other, but that wasn't necessarily bullying.
Outgoing school superintendent Glenn Shimoniak says the Second Step definition of bullying is fairly common, but he says it's crucial for all parties to get on the same page.
For one faction to say there is a problem, another one to say there's not a problem, well, guess what? That's a problem. That's the problem, right there. As long as we argue about the problem, it's not getting solved.
The lack of consensus on what qualifies as bullying is one factor in the frustrations of parents and the administration. Schulmeier says he and the school have not effectively informed parents about their definition of bullying.
That's kind of the part where we've maybe failed, essentially. I think we've done and are doing a good job teaching students what bullying is and kind of how to deal with it. I think we've done a good job giving the teachers the tools to work through some of those problems with students and to be aware of that and be proactive. And I think now we need to make sure we're informing parents and teaching parents what we're considering bullying is and what we're considering just a behavior incident.
To complicate matters further, according to Shimoniak, parents often voice their complaints to the school board orally but don't submit them in writing. The school board needs a complaint submitted in writing in order to act.
It really handcuffs me when it's all verbal, because I have nothing to go on until somebody writes it down. And then the person who writes those down gets held accountable for being honest and accurate as well. You can't make things up. If I start accusing anyone of doing something without having it in writing, now I'm violating due process. These systems are put in place to protect everybody's rights and responsibilities. Failing to do those things really prevents quality administration.
Schulmeier says that parents have come to the school with concerns and brought suggestions.
If there's a concern, it's always nice as administrator to know about it beforehand. If we don't know about it until the school board meeting, it's tough to do something about it. I think myself and Mr. Tweet and the staff, we try to get to the bottom of it fairly quickly and get kids so they want to come to school and they feel safe. There was a handful of parents who came in and expressed their concerns, but then they also expressed some suggestions on how to fix or eliminate the problem. And that, to me, is fantastic, because as a school, we don't have all the answers.
Evans, the mother who spoke at the school board meeting, says that she approached the principal when her son was having trouble and was satisfied with the response.
He dealt with the issue right away. Everything went smoothly. And I think the teachers here are doing a really good job trying to make sure everybody's doing fine and everything. But they can't always keep track of what goes on in a classroom.
Still, she voiced her concerns at the school board meeting because she wanted the board and the public to know what was happening in the community.
Other parents have gone there and complained about their child getting bullied too. They gotta do something else. you know, the school board or the school needs to do something about these children that are getting bullied on, or the kids that bully these children. They need to find ways to help them.
Looking to the fall, Schulmeier says the school will organize meetings between teachers, parents, and the administration to discuss bullying. In Dillingham, I'm Izzy Ross.